Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Organto Foods, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol OGO, and on the OTC markets under the symbol OGOFF. We are chatting with the co-CEO and chairman, Steve Bromley. Now, just to remind everybody, Organto Foods is an integrated provider of branded, private label, and distributed organic and non-GMO fruits and vegetable products throughout Europe. That's the company's focus. The company works on an asset-light model, and the company has a number of different avenues that we have been talking to Steve about. And these avenues, all the different ones, have been contributing to the company's steady growth here over really the last year since we've been chatting to Steve. In this interview, we are going to focus a lot on the company's brands because these are, first of all, higher margin for the company. And it seems like there's been a recent push for these company brands, starting off with a news release that came out September 28th. Relaunching the I Am Organic branded products with Gorillaz. Now, Steve, let's start off with a background on Gorillaz, what this provider does here in Europe. Why is it important to get on board with Gorillaz, and what are kind of the growth avenues that you see with this relationship, please?
Great to chat with you, Corey, and thanks for having us back on. It's been wonderful to be able to talk to you on an ongoing basis about the progress that we're making at Organto. So just to step back just a little bit, the company had the I Am Organic brand in the marketplace in 2016 and 17. At the time, the company was experiencing supply challenges, and I think as we all know, the last thing that you want to do to a retailer is not to be able to supply your brand when you have it. And so before my time, but the company rightfully withdrew the brand and said, we'll bring it back another day, which we have been working on for the past year now that our supply sources are really stable. And so, you know, we developed a digital passport technology that we'll talk about for the brand. But, you know, essentially today, consumers want to know, where did the product come from? They want transparency. So where did the product come from? How did it get to me? What's the carbon footprint? What's the nutritional profile? How do I work with it? What are recipe ideas? Who can I talk to about this on which social media platform, et cetera, et cetera? And so we really want to communicate that story of these organic products because they've got a great story to tell to consumers. And so we developed a digital passport technology, which, you know, really through the use of QR codes allows us to communicate all that information to consumers. Consumers have indicated to us they'll pay more for that information. And so, you know, you talked about better margins earlier. That's one of the ways of getting better margins, you know, more communication about the product. So back to your question around Gorillaz, when we've developed the product, the technology over the last year, and we wanted to start to launch these products in three formats: in online retail, in conventional, well, regular retail, and then also in convenience formats. And so as we were looking at online retail, Gorillaz is a online retailer, very, very fast growing, fabulous company. Their model is to provide products via delivery within in a window of 10 to 15 minutes from when the consumer orders the product. So they have distribution centers and fulfillment centers in large centers. They deliver on electric bikes, and so they can get the product to the end consumer quite quickly. You know, they've raised a lot of money. They're growing out. They're in 55 cities now, the bulk of them in Europe, but they're also in, they're now in New York City. And so when we were looking at online retailers and things, you know, Gorillaz just popped out as a fabulous conduit for our products, both our regular packaged products, but also the convenience products we have. And so we announced a couple of weeks ago that we were starting the launch, which is a bit of a soft launch as we be sure that the technology is working. So a soft launch in the Netherlands and in Belgium. Belgium starts this next week. We've been in the Dutch market now for about a week and a half. And so we really liked Gorillaz. We liked their model. We liked the people. They're all about carbon neutrality and bringing healthy products to the market, and that really fit with what we're doing. And so we're off to a good start and hopeful for the future.
Well, Steve, it's fascinating what can be done now with those digital passports and just how much information you can convey to the end user. And it really seems like you're embracing big data and where high tech meets high touch, especially if they can take it from head knowledge and then have people delivering it to their home shortly thereafter. Very interesting on the gorillas. But let's dig in a little bit more to the other aspect of that, and that was the convenience stores and the footprint you're going to have in some of the train stations with the Julias. I'd love you to walk us through what the model is there and what you think the advantage is for the company as far as distribution.
Yeah, so, you know, we also, as I mentioned earlier, we wanted to test it in online retail. We also want to test it in convenience. And so we've partnered up with NS Stations or NS Retail. This is the company that runs all the train stations in the Netherlands. And for those who have been to Europe, you know how prevalent moving around on a train is in Europe. And so, throughout the train stations, they have a combination of formats. They have convenience stores, which operate as Julias. There's about 15 to 20 of those formats. And so there'll be a shoe store, there'll be a clothing store, there'll be a computer store, and there'll be a convenience market. So we've listed a number of convenience products in Julia's, and are very hopeful that over the next short period of time, we'll move a number of products into the kiosks, which are the smaller formats that are literally on the train platform, where it's truly quick grab and go, i.e. you're on the train for 30 minutes, here's a fresh cup of fruit, here's an organic banana, here's something healthy for you to snack on while you're on the train ride. So we saw NS as, you know, really great partners. Our operations are based in the Netherlands, and so as we roll this out, starting as close to home as possible made a lot of sense. And so we announced earlier this week that launch is underway as well. And, so what we're doing there as well with the digital passport technology is understanding some of the application nuances that go with convenience versus online. Frankly, touch wood, so I'm touching my head. We haven't had any technology challenges thus far, but, we'll see how it goes. So early days, but really, really excited. We're starting to get, you mentioned the data interchange. We're starting to get a lot of data back now. Anytime the QR code is scanned, we get to learn the location and, where things are being scanned. And it provides us with some really interesting data on which product it is and which part of the city it's in, et cetera. And that's all information that we'll be able to use along with our partner to ensure that we're targeting the right consumers in the right places.
Okay, so as you said, this is still early on, and this is a big step for the company, relaunching this I Am Organic brand. Now that you are working with gorillas and in some of these Julia's stores, what should investors be focused on in terms of the build-out here? Obviously, sales will dictate just how successful this growth avenue is, but what are you going to be watching for? What can investors look forward to judge just how successful this relaunch is?
Well, look, for us, and guys, we spoke about this previously. The brands are important to us because of the higher margin profile that comes with them. And there's a higher margin profile with them because we add a lot more value and we're supporting, if you're doing just a bulk banana in a store without QR and passport technology, that's one thing that provides you with some margin. And you need to do that in order to have economies of scale. But you move up the value chain, and as you add more services, you charge more for the product, and consumers are willing to pay more. So, we've said all along that one of the things that we're really focused on is methodically and carefully building out our private label and branded product opportunities. Obviously, brands bring us the highest margins, and that's all part of what we want to do. So we spent the better part of the last year building out the technology and getting it ready and getting partners lined up. What we expect will happen here is an acceleration as we bring the technology to the market and we move into larger and more complex listings with some of the larger retailers. we were very, very happy to be involved with, you know, Gorillas and NS and others in reasonable market sizes and market chunks, so that if we have to course correct on something, we have a chance here. You know, you don't want to be in the largest retailer across Europe in every store and find out something's not working quite right. And so we're dealing with that. But, you know, our goal is to be able to continue to advise of new listings, new locations, new geographies where the products are available. You know, it'd be a perfect world if all we did was branded, but that's not in the near-term horizon. But certainly continuing to build out the brand, build out awareness, and build out the technology is what people should be seeing. So, you know, I had said that, look, by the end of September, you should start to hear us talking about the brand. I don't want to say we were right on cue, but as we expected, you know, we've been able to start talking about the brand, and, you know, we're really excited, and people should expect to hear more of what we're doing with the brand.
Well, Steve, let's shift over to another brand that you guys have done a great job expanding, and that's the Fresh Organic Choice brand, which is more focused on your herbs. Let's get everybody up to speed on how that acquisition has kind of transformed things in that particular brand.
Yeah, sure. So, you know, we saw herbs as a real great opportunity for our portfolio a year and a half and more ago, especially with home cooking on the rise and healthy cooking on the rise. You know, herbs are both healthy and they're taste makers. And so when you're looking to spice up or jazz up the taste of your food, herbs are a great natural way to do it. And so we've been looking to add herbs to the portfolio. We met the owner of Fresh Organic Choice quite some time ago. In our discussions, it sort of became obvious that, look, we should bring our businesses together. And so we did. We completed the acquisition of Fresh Organic Choice in January of 2021. At the time, the business was doing around $2 million in EBITDA positive. You know, the business had been really well entrepreneur, built it all on his own resources. I mean, just kudos for what he had built. His reality was is that being able to continue to grow it with the demand that was out there was difficult without a lot of investment. And so putting our businesses together made sense to leverage the economies of scale and the resources that we both had. We set out at the time and said, look, you know, we'd like to double the size of the business over the next 12 to 18 months, and over time build the fresh cut organic herbs portfolio to about a 10 million revenue portfolio. The reality is that we've literally doubled the size of the business in hand with our partners over the, you know, the first 6 or 7 months. And so we've made really good progress there. And, you know, with the benefit of hindsight, it probably made sense. You know, we had more sales personnel and we were distributing in more countries. So we've been able to leverage that a bit on top of just the growth that the business was experiencing anyways under its former leadership. So that's all gone really well. So we've doubled the size. And of course, what that does is drive more gross margin across more of a fixed cost base. So it improves the EBITDA percentage of the business. So it's gone really well. The Fresh Organic Choice brand is more of a specialty retail brand. It's not a big mainstream brand. And so, you know, over time, what we will do is transition herbs for mainstream into the I Am Organic brand, but we'll keep the Fresh Organic Choice brand. It's a nice brand with a nice following, and we'll look to add more products into that branding as well. But we won't be using the digital passport on the Fresh Organic Choice brand.
All right, one more news release to quickly touch on here. Came out September 29th. The company acquired Be Organics. Can you take us through what attracted you to this acquisition, how it really fits in with the company's model here of continuing to expand on these company brands?
Yeah, sure. So, you know, Fresh Organic Choice was a nice fit with our business. Their focus is on organic fair trade bananas. Bananas are, well, I thought they were the largest fruit category in the world until somebody reminded me that tomatoes are a fruit and they're a little bit bigger. But outside of tomatoes, you know, bananas are the largest fruit category in the world. We saw a real opportunity. The the Bee Organic business model sourced product on an asset-light basis, so it was a fit with the business that we have. They go to market in Europe, which was a fit with the business that we had. A very entrepreneurial owner with a cultural fit with the business that we had. Owner being willing to stay and work as part of the Organto team and lead that category for us. So that fit. What was even a better fit was that the product is a bit of it's a unique and differentiated banana. And that may sound kind of corny, but it's true. The bananas that are the mainstream product for Bee Organic are a little bit of a smaller banana. And they're ripened in a unique manner to give the product a unique taste profile. So they're really great they're great in bunches, but they're also great for snacking because often people will comment that that's a pretty big banana for kids to be eating. And so a little bit of a smaller banana really fits. So we liked the product. We liked the people. We liked the business model. And we liked the fact that bananas was a large growing category. And so we've signed an LOI to acquire the business. I suspect we'll be able to close in the next few weeks. And we're really excited by it. We want to do the same thing with Bee that we did with Fresh Organic Choice, you know, double, triple the size of the business. In the case of bananas, we believe there's a $25 million portfolio to be built. And the really interesting part is we already have a head start in that, you know, we started marketing bananas a bit before we announced the acquisition. And we've already been able to realize, you know, branded product listings at Gorillas and NS and others in the pipeline. So we're really excited by the opportunity to add bananas to the portfolio. We did the transaction within our transaction multiple ranges, a combination of cash, equity in Organto, and then an earnout. So we're really excited to get that deal closed in the coming weeks.
All right, Steve, appreciate this update and glad we got to spend a bit more time focused on these company brands, especially now with the growth and relaunch of those company brands. Definitely keep us up to date as these get more into the market and how it progresses with some of the sales. We'll also follow up at most likely the end of when we get some more financial results and any more news out of the company. Steve, really appreciate the update. Thanks for your time. Have a great rest of your week.
Yep, that's great. Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it. We'll chat soon.